I wouldn't say that we as a band were a finished product in any way, shape or form. We're still trying to work out that little thing that is us, you know.
Ever since the Scottish band Broken Records formed in 2006, they've constantly strived to keep expanding on their sound. In fact, their latest release, Let Me Come Home, is quite a departure from their last album. This one has a much darker feel to it, and the raw production on the record leaves plenty of jagged edges for listeners to get hooked on. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Morris. You'd assume that Broken Records would take inspiration from the lush landscapes of their Scottish homeland, but instead, they looked overseas and went a more Americana route. Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, Calexico's Feast of Wire, and REM's early back catalog were all huge influences on the new record. Frontman Jamie Sutherland says that watching the widescreen emptiness of films like Badlands, Rumblefish, and East of Eden were also huge influences. The songs on the new record do have a very cinematic quality to them, conjuring vast and vivid imagery. And with help from producer Tony Dugan, who's known for his work with the band Mogwai, the new record may leave you with the sensation that the hairs on the back of your neck may be standing up. Jamie Sutherland talked to the alternate side's Cara Manning about the dark direction that his lyrics went in.
I struggle to enjoy fully the nice things in life. I need a little bit of nastiness there just to bring out any of the good sides. I like that in people, and we always try and do something to make the songs a little darker, you know. And I'm like Scott from Frightened Rabbit, I could never do that. I still have this kind of level of British reserve, and I think sometimes you should keep things back, you know, even though, you know, you can make a connection with people by, you know, these days opening yourself out on the internet and your lyrics and your art and things like that. But that part's for me, you know. And so we kind of try and broad brush some of the specifics to make it more accessible to other people, I guess.
Take me up, man. On the night to feel cold against the skin which is bruised, for my heavy heart to rise. Speak to me, my only friend, 'cause I can't be alone. Oh, I need you to talk of your days past and thoughts. Pretend that we're still young. Were we ever that young?
You are such a vibrant, charismatic live band, and I would say, or I would think, that to try to capture that sort of energy and that what you do live is so hard in the studio. And I'm wondering what your process is as all six of you to try to find that dynamic element.
It should be two different kind of things. You should be a record that is done in a different way and a live sound that's done in a different way. And it is hard because people have said that we haven't yet captured the full sound of the live show. It's not necessarily totally a bad thing, I don't think. If the record is enough to convince people to first of all buy it and then come along to the show, they see something different. You don't want to go to a gig and listen to a CD. So right. I think they should be two different things.
Tell me any lie that you want. It's more than I know. You said a legend, son. Tell me any lie that you want. And I will follow a clock to stop the blood. And should I?
Live music from the band Broken Records and the song A Darkness Rises Up. Thanks to our producer, Alisa Ali, and hear more from Broken Records at thealternateside.org.